Morgan Wallen last night on B105, the Northland's number one for new country. It's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Welcome to Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Nate Smith, World on Fire on B105. It is a Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. We've got your B105 Buzz brought to you by U Central Energy, member-owned, homegrown, community focus since 1936. If you don't mind, I'd like to start.
Okay, take it away.
There's an event coming up. I want to put this on your calendar right now. And I wrote about it yesterday, but plan ahead for the Construct tomorrow. It's the Construction Career Night. It's going to be at the deck, and this is on March. So you want to make sure you check that out, because you can actually, like, students and people that are interested in going to the trades, there's union reps there.
Yeah.
There's construction companies that are hiring, and you can even try out some of the tools and stuff to see what it's like.
Nice.
It's pretty cool. It's a pretty good deal, and you can see it right now, and it's March 12th. So about over a month away, but you still want to check it out.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a good thing to go to and even just know about, because you don't have to go a traditional route, you know?
Well,
there's lots of other options.
A lot of times it's a better option for you, too.
I didn't want to go out and say that, but...
Well, sometimes it is.
Here I am. Okay, well, yesterday there was another headliner announced for the Minnesota State Fair. I don't think... Well, okay, so the first one was Kids Bop Live, so I guess that does count as a concert.
Okay. Oh, yeah,
but there hasn't been, like, any country shows or anything announced. But comedian Nate Bargatze, hopefully I'm saying that right. He is going to be headlining one of the shows Saturday, August 24th. He's been on tour. He's bringing his comedy tour.
I love Nate Bargatze.
Well, you should go.
Where is this again?
Minnesota State Fair. That's a big venue for him to fill, but he has a bunch of Netflix specials and all that. So
I got bad memories of the Minnesota State Fair.
Do you want to dive into that?
One time when I was little, my dad's like, hey, let's go in this haunted house. I'm like, Dad, I don't like that stuff. I'm scared. And he goes, no, let's go in it. And I'm like, I really don't want to go, Dad. And he goes, oh, you'll be fine. Well, guess what?
Guess what, Dad?
I wasn't fine. Oh, that's like when he brought me to Cliffhanger with Sylvester Stallone when I think I was like 9 years old.
Yeah.
So much blood. Oh,
I'm sorry.
Traumatized.
Kind of amazing.
And
though.
I stepped on Taylor Swift's foot at the Minnesota State Fair.
You did. That's like a badge of honor these days.
I'm going to have to write about that.
Yeah.
Have all the Swifties come after me. Oh, that's dangerous.
I think she was also at, no, it was before. She was at the Mall of America. Like a meet and greet, and I met her there.
Yeah.
And there was like four people in line. And her mom was like, can I take a picture of each of you? Because she was like so excited people were there to meet her daughter.
Wow.
And then, yeah, like a year later, she came back and it was like, you couldn't even
chaos.
Walk. Yeah.
Wow.
That's my claim to fame right there.
You loved Taylor before anyone else
did. I did.
Right. How old were you at that point?
Let's see. I think I was in ninth grade.
Oh, yeah. She's older than you.
Yeah, I think by 2 years.
By a couple years.
How old am I? I'm 32. I have to think about it. My mom is always like, oh, when you've turned 30, I'm like, I've
already been 30, Mom.
Throws me off.
Well, that was a lot to unpack at the B105 Buzz. There you go. B105, Northland's number one for new country. You know, I kind of missed the boat. Is that the, how to say it, yesterday with Ken's weird news?
Okay.
Did you hear about this? Amelia Earhart's long-lost plane possibly detected by sonar 16,000 feet underwater.
Oh, my gosh. I was going to bring that up, too, and I completely forgot. I read that the person, because there's been one guy, hasn't there, that's been funding this search for years, and it's cost, like, $11 million?
Wow. Well, I mean, what's the payoff? Do you get any money for that? The guy's name is Tony Romeo, pilot, former U.S. Air Force. He funded the $11 million search by selling off his commercial real estate properties.
Wow. Huh.
He says he feels like a 10-year-old going on a thing. But anyway, they found it. They think they found it. They don't know yet. It's 16,000 feet below the Pacific Ocean surface. That's really deep.
Crazy.
100 miles from Howland Island, where Earhart and Noonan were supposed to stop and refuel before they vanished. So it makes sense. It's in that area.
Crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah.
It is.
Well, so they said you have to physically take a look at this. So then how do they get down there? They're going to have to get a special, especially with the old, what was that, Ocean Gate or whatever that sub.
Oh, the submersible?
Yeah, we got to be careful what we send down there, make sure it's all legit.
I mean, that's still scary.
Yeah, but anyway, that's kind of big news.
Thank you.
Right?
Because I meant to bring that up and I forgot.
It's not really weird news, I guess, so that's why I didn't do it yesterday. Jordan Davis, next thing you know, B105, Northland's number one for new country. It's Ken and Lauren.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, what are you going to throw at me right now?
Nothing. I don't ever throw anything at you.
Okay.
We wanted to mention that coming up for you. We have Lauren's Country Lowdown just before 7 o'clock, you know.
Yeah.
And she said you got some weird news in there. Who does it involve?
Okay. I don't want to give anything away.
Well, I need to. You got to tease
this. Okay,
it's
about Nate Smith. And I saw it, and I'm like, what in the world? And you'll know when I talk about it.
How many gasping Laurens?
I gasped. I really did.
Two gasping Laurens out of five, three gasping Laurens.
Out of five,
Laurens.
it was like a three.
Three gasping Laurens is
a
pretty
big. Two and a half to
three. Okay, well. You're losing the sizzle on the story, but we'll find out.
Oh, thanks.
About 15 minutes here on
B105
Northland's number one for new country, Laurens Country Lowdown.
Okay, well, this is just the weirdest thing.
You have to get to this first, yeah.
Yeah, so Nate Smith, I just read about him on TMZ.
Why is he on TMZ?
He was paparazzied in West Hollywood with Avril Lavigne.
Avril Lavigne?
With Avril Lavigne, they're wearing matching outfits.
Are they like a thing?
Well, that's what people are saying because they went to dinner.
Nate Smith.
I thought he was married. I don't know why. He has dated Savannah Chrisley, but yeah, he was paparazzied out with Avril Lavigne in West Hollywood eating dinner, and then afterwards they skateboarded on the streets. Now, TMZ did release an update.
Yeah.
Later in the day, and said Avril doesn't have a new love interest. They're just good pals. They're skate buddies. Why were they together in the first place? To discuss future music projects.
They're hiding in the back of this truck where they're getting paparazzied.
This is good for him. It's good press. It gets his name out there because he's known in the country music world, but not really so much so outside of it, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, she's a relatively newcomer in the country world, too, in terms of success.
But what's interesting is that they went to a place in Hollywood that is notorious for celebrities. Like, if you want to get paparazzi, that's where you go.
Really? Well, shout out to them, because Avril Lavigne is 39 years old, still skating.
Mm-hmm.
And Nate Smith is, like, what, 47 or something like that?
No, Nate Smith is 38.
No.
Yeah, remember when we thought he was, like, 50?
Hey, now, that was you, not me.
I don't think that was.
Okay, Nate Smith, he's 38 only?
He is 38.
He's like me, where he's looked 45 his entire life.
Yeah.
You all right over there?
Yeah, I got too excited.
You got choked up about Avril Lavigne and
and
Nate Smith.
No, I have no stake in this game, but okay. Thought that was cute. Anyways, let's move on. Chris Stapleton, another guy with a beard, he just did an interview talking about his Super Bowl performance last year because, he's sang the national anthem. He said the scariest thing for anybody is just trying not to flub the words. Mm-hmm. He's like, I knew the words, but it was scary. He also said his wife was sending him videos of other national anthem fails, of which there have been many.
That's terrible.
And he was like, you have to stop.
Yeah, no kidding.
But I love that. I love that she did that.
Yeah, you would do that. It'd be something you'd do to me.
It is. I'm not going to deny that. So anyways, Reba's doing it this year, so that's probably why he was asked about it in the first place. And you can read more on that to b105country.com. And then I feel like I ran out of time here.
Yeah, you did.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll save my stories for later then.
Oh, so we're going to do a bonus one next hour?
There's a lot to talk about, though. Chris Young update, Luke Combs.
Well, let me talk about it in a minute here.
Okay.
We'll do a two-parter, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll be back. Jelly Roll. Carrie Underwood, good girl, B105, Northland's number one for new country. Okay, real quick, we didn't have a chance to get everything in Laurens Country Lowdown, so the bonus.
Yeah.
Chris Young, what's up there?
Okay, so he has finally broken his silence about his whole debacle. I don't think I need to go into detail on it because we've been talking about it a lot. But instead of like a statement or anything like that, he posted, I think it's a TikTok. And he said, stop coming at me. That was the caption. And then on the video, it shows another angle of him getting shoved over the chair by the TABC agent. And basically he said, for everybody who's coming at me, all the trolls saying, don't touch a cop. I didn't touch him. And then it shows another angle. So you can see for yourself, p105country.com. I do feel like Chris Young is coming off as like a little aggressive.
You know, I think he handled it pretty well up until that point. I mean, just take the high road and just ignore the haters.
Right.
That's what I say. But
exactly.
Yeah, he didn't touch the cop.
Yeah.
I don't know. People are going to be people on the internet. They're just going to be
jerks. They are. They're going to troll no matter what. Yeah. But like at this point, just ignore them. You know?
Right.
You had your win. You're good.
And all the charges have been dropped now.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Well, good. Thank you for getting us back on track with B105. It is Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren at 7:03. And we've got a look at your forecast right now. Maybe a record-setting high day. We'll have to see. I'm looking
crazy.
Pulling up temperatures around the Northland, but give us the forecast, Lauren.
Okay, so today, a mix of clouds and sun. Breezy, a high of 46.
Jeez.
Tonight, 31. And then tomorrow, not quite as warm. Cloudy, breezy, and 36. But I don't see, through next Tuesday, any snow, any rain, nothing. And I see 40s Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
I was watching the 10 o'clock news when I should have been gone to bed.
I was going to say.
But I watched it on WDIO. I saw Justin Lyles talking about the fact that it could be mid-February. These temperatures are continue. I mean, that's the bulk of winter.
And at that point, like, do we even, like, is it worth it for it to get cold? I mean, we have no say, well, but
that's the coldest. We're supposed to be the coldest part of the year right now.
Right.
February is the coldest month of the year, right?
I know.
And
January is always really cold, too.
But. And this is like a, you know, they say fall, spring.
Like spring, yeah.
But, I mean, this is going all the way through, you know, the next couple of weeks. It's just wild. Yeah. So, cold spot that I got right here. It's like Tower, 28 degrees in Tower on Lake Vermilion.
But still, that's not that bad.
No, not at all.
Okay, well.
It's wild. I mean, Ely, 35. Yeah, it's just nuts.
Interesting.
All right, and it says 33 right now in the harbor. So I don't know. That's what this is saying here.
That's nuts.
Yeah. All right. 710 laugh off coming up in a minute. And we'll get more for you today, too. Lauren's love advice at 740.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have an update to the Willie Nelson chia.
Do you? I don't even know the update. Is it what you did yesterday?
I'm giving you an update and you're going to have to wait patiently.
Okay. I'm just wondering if it's okay. I'm just wondering if it's the one that I know about or if there's another one.
Oh, that I moved it?
Yeah.
No, there's another one since then. I checked it. When I got back in.
Oh, okay.
Things are happening.
I'm excited.
Things are starting to move.
I'm excited.
All right. B105 Breakfast Club, Ken and Lauren, the 710 Laugh Off.
Okay, so trying to figure out who won yesterday. That would be me. Okay.
Well, that wasn't okay.
I really couldn't remember. So I am going to go first. Ken, what do lobsters drink in the morning? Why are you shaking your head at me? You don't even know.
So you're doing the crustacean jokes? Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Coffee. Like coffee.
I don't get it. What's
they have cloppy? Claws. They have claws. Lobsters have claws. And they drink.
I missed the mark. It's okay, though. Keep trying.
You just, like, were really dead set on not laughing.
That's the first joke.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, now I'm going to make sure I don't use my best one to start here. Okay. Lauren, what's purple and sits on the western edge of Europe? Grape Britain? The geography joke.
Geography jokes, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to laugh at.
Just not that one.
Yeah, not that one. No, that was a warm-up joke. Ken, what do you call a snobby criminal that's going downstairs? A condescending.
That's a good pun.
You wanted to laugh.
That was a good one.
Okay.
Condescending again.
Yeah.
Which one am I going to do now?
I don't know. I can't help you with that.
Lauren, I quit my job at the helium gas factory. I did not like being spoken into that tone of voice.
Okay, dumb.
You know, I've never tried the helium thing.
You haven't? You haven't? Okay, I don't want to say you haven't lived, but.
Well, I just never. What if it never comes back?
Yeah, I know.
What if I talk like that the rest of my life?
I went to the dollar store the other day, and I just barely glanced at the balloons, and the guy's like, don't think about it. We've had a helium shortage for years. I was like, what? Where have I been?
There has been a helium shortage.
And I was like, I wasn't going to order a balloon.
They did find helium in Minnesota, though, a gas deposit.
Interesting.
And they're going to probably explore.
Very interesting.
Because helium, you can't artificially make that. And you only find it in the ground, really.
I'm learning a lot about helium.
Yeah. And there is a shortage. 7-Eleven in the morning. Not a renewable source. So
thank you, Ken.
Hold on to your helium, folks.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 7-Eleven, B105. We'll have your brain teaser question next. B105 Breakfast Club, Ken and Lauren. Okay, we got your brain teaser question. Yesterday's real quick, in case you missed it, and the answer.
This was just voted the number one best food to eat while watching the Super Bowl. The answer, pizza. And our brain teaser this morning, a survey says the average couple does this more in January than any other month. Now, I'm going to give a hint because we recently talked about how January is the month of breakups, right? That was a Lauren's love advice.
Yeah.
This goes hand in hand with that.
Well, talk about just packaging it up as a gift for someone. A survey says the average couple does this more in January than any other month.
Well, sometimes I like to give hints. What's wrong with that?
727-B105, I guess.
I think winter, well, obviously.
You think you need to give more clues
okay,
here?
Wow. Ken's feeling some type of way today.
A survey says the average couple does this more in January than any other month. All right, 727-B105.
You know, sometimes we think we give it away, and then...
That's true. You got a point. You're right.
We
I could be wrong. Yeah. I could be wrong. Call now. Good luck. B105 Breakfast Club. Ken and Lauren, good morning. We got your brain teaser question. Mm-hmm. Take it away.
A survey says the average couple does this more in January than any other month. What is it?
Okay. Take a guess here. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to the phone. Hello, B105. What do couples do more in January than any other month?
Probably argue.
Yeah, fight, argue, get into a tiff, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. Sure.
What do you think about that? Is January a tough month?
Yeah, January is always the tough month after the holidays.
Right. Yeah, because you made it through the holidays and then all you have is darkness.
Nice.
Yep.
Nice, Ken. That wasn't dark at all. Okay.
Sorry, who's this?
This is Jamie.
Hey, congratulations. We're going to give you some Taco John's, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, thank you, Jamie, and congratulations. And you know, yesterday I was actually looking outside, and it was like 5:15, and it wasn't pitch black yet. I mean, it was getting dark, but it wasn't pitch black. I'm like, well, that's progress.
Yeah, it was nice. I went running with my running group, and compared to this time last year, when it was like so cold, like 30 below,
it's gotta be nice.
Yeah,
it's gotta be like spring-like.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look at that, and we're gonna have spring-like temperatures today. 46. Is that what the forecast says?
Yeah, 46.
Wild. Okay. And I'll give you a Willie Nelson Chia Pet update here in just a little bit.
Fantastic.
Right? Things are happening. Mm-hmm. Things are moving. So we'll see. Here on The Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren, B105. It's Jason Aldean, Carrie Underwood, If I Didn't Love You on B105. So we got a Willie Nelson update. Willie Nelson Chia Pet update. Sorry, not the real Willie Nelson update.
Yeah, we can't go around just saying that.
I was told yesterday by several people I should sing a song to Willie. To get it.
I love that.
Like, on the grow again. I can't wait to get on the grow again.
I love that.
Making chia seeds with Willie and my friends. I can't wait to get on.
I can't wait to hear that again. Anyway, down the hallway.
So I moved it from the ice cold frigid corner of this room into my office, and I even put it elevated so that it'd be more heat up there.
Yep.
And I put the lamp on, grow lamp on 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
And there has been the first sign of sprouting.
There's a sprout? Do you think it was too cold by the window?
Yeah, I think so. Tony knows a thing, too, about growing things over there. And and he was telling me, he's like, yeah, it's too cold. You're going to have to move that in.
Okay.
You gotta have it in
people were loving it when they walked by.
Yeah, we had people stopping by. I'm sorry, I just can't have it on display. It's too cold and by the window there.
Right.
But the funny thing is that the seeds that kind of went through and found their way into the drip tray, those sprouted. So there's like, looks like there's like weeds now in that. But there are a couple sprouts on his braids.
Love to see it.
And one coming out of his eye where a seed wasn't supposed to be. But I'm not going to take any sprout I can at this point.
Right. No, this is very important. Maybe we'll hop on Facebook Live soon. Because
I don't think it's ready for that. I think give it another day.
Well, people want updates. So let's do it next week. Maybe like Monday or something. Tuesday, possibly.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think we should have some good growth at that point.
I agree. 100%.
Knock on wood. Or particle
Here's
board
to hoping. Around. You'll be devastated. So.
Well, thanks. But probably. Okay. Lauren, speaking of which, Lauren's love advice here in just a minute, right?
Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about why Wisconsin's a good place to be single.
Right. Yeah. I keep forgetting. Why is Wisconsin a good place to be single? All right.
You'll find out.
Just a minute, with Riley Green, Luke Combs, different round here, B105. Ken and Lauren, good morning. And Wednesdays at 7:40, Lauren's love advice, and we're talking about why Wisconsin is supposed to be a good place for singles.
Yeah, you know, we have Valentine's Day coming up. We've been talking about that, avalanching a Valentine's Day dating trend, all the things. But if you're single in Valentine's Day, it's actually not that bad because Wisconsin was just named, out of all the states, one of the best states to be single and find your significant other.
So did they like do this as a survey as like the nightlife or the amount of young people or how did they come up with this?
Yeah, so they looked at a bunch of different things. They actually even factored in inflation because I mean, if you want to go on a lot of dates or whatever,
it has to be expensive
these days, right? Like, just think of how much it is to go out to dinner.
Lunch used to be like $5-6, now it's $16-17.
Yeah, exactly. So they looked at which states had low cost of living because then you're more likely to go on more dates and not be that impacted by inflation.
Sure.
Also, like, your income would go further. But then they also looked at how many single people there are, restaurants per capita, movie theaters, online dating opportunities, things like that. So Wisconsin came in number 7. I don't live in Wisconsin, but Wisconsin didn't like place high or low with any of those, but it was just somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
One of the things Wisconsin has going for it, and don't quote me if you live in Wisconsin and you don't agree with this, but they were really high when it came to like dating economics, meaning like it's not that expensive to go out to dinner in certain parts of Wisconsin.
Let's look at here in the Twin Ports. If you want to go out, well, I know there's a lot of... I think you can find a lot cheaper places in Superior, really, to go.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you go to the Yanker, you can get dinner and a pitcher of beer. You know, you can go on a date there for under $20.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, so that is why Wisconsin ranked so high, plus lots of single people. So if you're single for Valentine's Day, don't sweat it, because it's one of the best places.
Get out there.
Minnesota came in at number 13. So
that's not bad.
I do feel like Minnesota is obviously more expensive, though, so that checks out.
Well, I just, I mean, but it's becoming everywhere, though, you know? I mean, the prices are, I think the prices are starting to cross over the bridge a little bit, you know? But that's my take on
that. Keep us updated on that.
I remember back in the day, we'd crawl our way through Tower Avenue, and you could... My wife and I would go out for a date night. We'd bring $20. We'd go over to the old Capri Bar, and you get a pitcher of Grain Belt, and then you get dollar shots. I mean, $20. We had a night, you know.
Well, and now it's memories. Like, I'll have water. That'll be $15.
Yeah, I was at a bar the other day. They had popcorn, and got to bring that back. Got to bring back the free popcorn at bars. I know COVID kind of threw that away.
You love the free popcorn.
I know. I just wolfed it down. It was embarrassing almost. And then I had more popcorn later that night at home. And I'm like, I might have a popcorn issue here.
There's worse things.
Yeah, I know. I've had those too. 742. Just kidding.
B105.
We don't need to go there. Dirk's been... B105 Breakfast Club. Ken and Lauren, good morning. It is 7:48. It's Dylan Scott and new truck. Okay, so here's something I found yesterday. Blast from the past.
Okay.
You wouldn't remember this, I don't think, because this is you weren't around here at that point.
Okay.
But back in the day, there was a Bayfront Festival Park.
Mm-hmm.
Used to have a wooden playground. I think we called it like the Castle Playground or whatever. It had like a wooden bridge on it and stuff. Remember that as a kid? That was the coolest playground.
I've heard a lot about that, actually, like over the years. Like... Oh, yeah. I've heard a lot about it.
So last night, my wife got she got a photo mailed to her from her aunt, and it's a picture of her as a kid at the Bayfront Park when it was that wooden park there.
Mm-hmm.
And I posted a photo of it. I'm like, hey, who remembers this? And do you have any photos? And I got a couple photos on there, but man, the comments that came out of it, like crazy. People are talking about how much they missed that park. I love that park. And I called it Splinter Park because it was wood, you know? And I remember getting slivers.
Worth it, though.
But, yeah, I mean, it was fun. I mean, for me, I'd come from the range down to Duluth, and we would go down to Bayfront. I mean, that was like part of, like, birthday parties. A lot of birthday parties we'd have, you know. They would stop at the Bayfront Park there. But from 1989, if you're a 90s kid like I am, that's where you were at. And that's a picture. Did you see the picture of my wife there? Look at that.
I thought that was your daughter at first glance.
It does look like, that's what we were talking about. That's why she showed it to me. It looks a lot like my daughter.
It looks a lot like, but that's so funny. So funny.
I see some Zuba pants in the background there.
That's how you know. Even I have a pair of those.
That's what you know. Some windbreakers and stuff. Yeah. It looks very 90s.
Mm-hmm.
But if you got any photos of that, put it up there, comment on it, check it out. And then I actually found this article that Ian did here a while back that I had forgotten about, but it's talking about, remember the old Playfront Castle in Duluth? And now you can still find, there are still some around that are like that, like Escanaba, Michigan, they have one.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Memorial Park in Wisconsin that they have one of those wood castle things still around. But talk about memory lane. Memory lane, sorry. Very cool.
I'm sad that I never got to... experience this.
There's one Andrew here commented and says, that's me laying down in the sand. My dad's just behind this girl.
Is that real?
Yeah.
What are the chances?
I think
that's nuts.
So Esco's school playground, Jesse says, Esco's school playground used to be made of wood too. And then also took the sister-in-law's grad photos there. And everybody's saying the best park ever, 100% the best playground growing up. A lot of people are commenting saying wish their kids could have experienced a playground like this.
Mm-hmm.
Very neat.
Wow.
Memory lane. So much nostalgia.
I have nostalgia just looking at it. I wasn't even there.
I don't think you were even
but
born
I do
yet
hear
at this point.
All like I've heard so much about that place over the years. So.
Yeah, right. Well, there you go. Check that out on our Facebook page or at B105Country.com. Kane Brown right now. Lauren Elena, what if? So I'm B105. It is Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Okay, quick thing. Piggyback what I was just talking about, you know, the old wood playground at Bayfront, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was just trying to remember, and I haven't been down there in quite a while. Is it still is the wooden ship still at play at the Canal Park at the or Park Point Playground? The Park Point Playground, the one all the way down at the end. There's a big, there used to be, and I don't know if it's still there or not. There's like a big wooden ship that you could play on, like a playground.
That sounds fun. Very on brand. Yeah. I don't know.
I haven't been down that way in so long. I was wondering if it's still there. Does anybody know?
That's a good question.
I mean, I guess I could drive down and take a look, but I'm kind of tied to the desk right now. But, you know.
Yeah, we have some, we have like things to do. But let us know if anybody
Park
knows.
Park Point's been in the news a lot lately with the Cargill people buying up all those properties, you know.
Mm-hmm. I've been hearing what's lots going about
on.
That, too.
Yeah, lots going on there. So I don't know. But I remember. But anybody know if the wood ship is still there? 727-B105. I was wondering because, you know, you turn around and the stuff are gone. And you're like, what happened? But I don't know if it's still there.
I want to know now, too.
I haven't been down to Park Point in quite a while. Mm-hmm. So we'll have coming up for you weather forecast. We're going to talk to Animal Allies at 810 and more on the way with B105. Luke Combs and Beer Never Broke My Heart, B105. It is a Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. And we got Nicole from Animal Allies with us. Hello, Nicole. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we are talking today about bonded cats because you got quite a few of them today at the shelter, right?
Yes. So we currently have four pairs of bonded cats at the shelter, some of which have been with us for quite a while, ranging in age from, you know, 3 all the way up to 11. So a wide variety of ranges, you know, range of ages and personalities. Some are a little more shy. Some are, you know, really outgoing and love pets and love when people come in and interact in their room. But yeah, lots of bonded pairs needing homes. So we're kind of thinking like double the love for Valentine's Day. You do get a buddy discount when you adopt two animals and, you know, animals come in together all the time and we do testing to see if they can be separated. And adopted, you know, into different homes. But in these cases, these cats, you know, have either shown signs of stress when they're apart. They've stopped eating, things like that. So for those reasons, are looking for homes together.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at, I see Nico Polaris here. What is it?
Spoon and Spatula.
Spatula. And there's Darwin and Marshall.
So I feel like having a bonded pair of pets is good for many reasons, but like, I also feel like if they're bonded, they kind of keep each other company and they're low maintenance. Is that correct? Or am I making assumptions here?
Yeah, no, they definitely keep each other company. You know, Charles and Darwin are always, you know, sleeping right next to each other in their room. They kind of their designated spot that is right next to each other. The other ones, kind of the same thing. Yeah, they're usually... They keep each other company, and you know, you get double the love.
Yeah, right now they keep each other busy, so that's good.
Yeah, love exactly. Those names. Exactly. Love the names. I say that all the time.
And I was looking at, so we're talking cats there too. But I'm on your adopt page here, animalallies.net, and I'm seeing that you have a lot of dogs too, and a lot of cute dogs. I just can't help but see those smiling faces.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lots of dogs, lots of long-term resident dogs that have been with us for quite a while. So, again, yes, if you're looking to adopt, now is a great time. There are so many animals looking for a place to go.
You know, I this is just a stereotype here, but I look at the dogs, and like, see, every dog is, like, smiling in the photo, like, you know? And then all the cats are just kind of judging you, it seems like, with their gaze. You know?
I do feel that at times when I look through the photos.
Yeah.
It's kind of spot on. Yeah, you're not wrong.
Okay, well, man, there's the first time for everything. Well, Nicole, people can find you up on Airport Road and Rice Lake Road. What's your hours?
Yeah, so we are open Tuesday through Saturday, noon to 6, and Sundays, noon to 4. Give us a call, 218-722-5341. If you have any questions on any the animals you see, or visit animalallies.net for more details.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Nicole, for your time today, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, Nicole from Animal Allies here on B105. See, I didn't bring up anything about my pets, or I didn't bring up
anything.
You
didn't. I'm proud of you.
You know?
I think this, well, you just did now, but...
Well, the dog has been sleeping in bed, and my wife had to sleep diagonal because the dog was taking up her corner of the bed, and I kept getting kneed in the back last night.
Hey, but you can save money on heat because your dog is also a heater.
Right, and then my dog's also been pushing me out of bed because she sticks her paws out like this in between us, and then I just kind of keep scooting over to the side, and then I fall out of bed like a toddler.
It's her world. In the middle of the night. You're just living in it.
I need a bed rail, and I'm 40 years old. another story.
Okay. Well, let's worry about
all
that.
Right. Okay. Yeah, sorry. Later. Well, moving on here. B105. Dan and Shay saving the trouble. B105, it's Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Good morning, 8:19. And today going to be hot. Could be record-setting. 46 degrees, mm-hmm. something like that. It's crazy.
Nice. And not mad about it. But we were talking about Chris Young earlier in Lauren's Country Lowdown.
Yeah.
About how he posted that video that was like, don't troll me, I didn't touch a cop, right? So if you've been living under a rock, he got into it with a TABC agent last week.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And the first report basically made it seem like Chris was just so drunk and like picked a fight. But then video came out, kind of exonerated him saying...
And they dropped all the charges.
Yep, dropped all the charges. The agent kind of shoved him and he went flying. Well, now he also just shared a video or a photo, I guess, of his injuries.
Yeah, the bruises. I was going to talk about this, and then you, look at this right here. I got it pulled up. Yeah.
Yeah. So he was like, this is awfully close to my spine. So he has a few really big bruises. One is really close to his spine. So he's not like letting this whole thing blow over. He is clearly very angry, which I get. And he's got the receipts in the photos. So,
yeah. Man, that hurts.
Yeah.
It's got to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Must be the table that he hit, and then maybe his arm hit the chair when it went back. I don't know.
I mean, he went flying. Like, he went flying when that agent shoved him.
Yeah. Well, you know, good for him that he's okay, I guess, and the charges were dropped. But, yeah, too bad that he's got those bruises. That's going to hurt.
I feel like the reason that he is even, like, sharing that photo is because he's mad that people are saying, well, you started it type of a thing, and he wants to make it known.
Some people are saying, too, like, you need to sue them so this never happens again, or, you know, make a bigger deal about this. And then other people are saying, don't ever, you know, go near an officer or be respectful, which I think, we weren't there. We don't know what was mm-hmm. said. We don't know what happened at the other bar before that. But mm-hmm. all I know is that those are some pretty serious bruises. You can see the photo right now, B105country.com or the B105 app, pull it up.
Yeah, we'll see what happens next.
Yeah, well, stay tuned. The drama.
Mm-hmm. There's lots of drama.
Tyler Hubbard dancing in the country. B105. It is Breakfast Club with Ken and Lauren. Good morning. All right. Here's the kind of sketchy fundraiser. I also kind of love it. This is out of Lackawanna County, Pennsylvania. Lackawanna County.
Okay.
Lackawanna.
I want to live there, but maybe not after you tell this story.
Isn't there a Lackawanna Avenue in Superior? I know there's a Susquehanna.
I've never heard of that.
I don't know. Either way. Doesn't matter. This was in Lackawanna County Animal Shelter. They are doing a fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
For a $5 donation, you can write the name. They will write the name of an ex-lover, friend, coworker, or even a landlord on a puppy pee pad.
Okay. I'm sorry, but I'm obsessed with that. I am obsessed. It's like Valentine's Day when you can name a cockroach.
Yeah, exactly. The same thing. Was that zoo or something that does that?
Iconic.
Yeah, they you can name a cockroach after your ex. Well, this one is here is the $5 donation. They'll write the name of an ex-lover on a puppy pee pad. And then I don't know if they send you a photo of it when I don't know. But it does raise a lot of money. Last year they raised a ton of money on it, so they're going to keep doing it. And it helps out with the critical mission of giving animals and rescue the care that they need and medical stuff. And, you know, it costs a lot. You know, people always ask, why is there an adoption fee if you're trying to find these animals a home? It's like you have to fund,
what's happening. Honestly, this is just good marketing. No one's getting hurt.
Fundraiser runs until Valentine's Day, and you can, $5, that's all you got
to
do.
I'm about to go. I'm about to go contribute. Ken's name might be on a pee pad later.
My name?
I don't know. Maybe.
I'm the first person you thought of?
Just because you're in the room with me.
Okay, sure. Well, I'll take my feelings, and I'll bring them with me here. It's okay. Well, there Cody Johnson and the Painter on B105, Northland's number one for New Country. Okay, we've got some angel here, Lauren.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm the angel. No, I'm not. But
I'm not touching that one today.
Of course you're not. So our angel today is a bride from California, and she did something amazing. So she was supposed to get married, and she learned something about her fiance. Unfortunately, we don't know what it is, but she learned when she called off the wedding that her reception worth $15,000 was not refundable.
Wow.
Which is not great.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, so she has worked in the nonprofit sector for her whole career, and she had everything paid for. Dinner, dessert, drinks, a DJ, a photo booth, all of that, right? So she decided to donate her wedding reception to a good cause. And so the good cause is called Parents Helping Parents, and you can read more about the cause and all that, but she invited this organization, which helps special needs families, and they all got to dress up, and they got to just have this amazing, lavish party one night. And she says that's what she wanted to do, turn a negative into a positive.
That's wild that, so you got to call off the wedding and then you get stuck with the bill?
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm.
So she invited, I know, like I said, the organization, but it was like parents or members of a care team for somebody with special needs. And like, it was super fancy. It was like a candlelit room with, you know, all of the luxury, I guess you'd expect from a wedding reception. So I thought that was amazing that right. She took something terrible and turned it into a positive.
Yeah, $15,000.
But like when I thought about that, I'm like that doesn't even sound like that expensive compared to what most weddings are, I feel like, these days.
But yeah, well, I don't know. It depends on, you know, everyone's taste and whatnot. And, you know, I don't know what the prices have gone up for everything. Hopefully, I don't have to find out about what a wedding costs here for a few more years again. You know?
Oh, yeah, when your daughter gets married.
Oh, man. Don't even talk about that. We're years away from that, I hope.
Okay, well, yeah, your daughter is... She has like 10 years.
I'm at that point in my life now. I'm looking, I'm like, you know, in 10 years from now, I'm not going to have any kids at home anymore. It's really weird to think about, you know?
Does that make you sad?
Kind of. You know, you miss them when they were little kids, and now they're kind of, you know.
Okay, I'm going to circle back to this moment.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to remember it. January 31st. Ken says he misses his kids being home.
Well, no, I might someday. I will someday right now, you know. Keith Urban, Somewhere in My Car, B105, Northland's number one for new country. It's Ken and Lauren, and we will see you again tomorrow. You have a great day. Joe Danger's coming in next. Commercial-free country continues.
See you on a Thursday.
Yeah, it's Wednesday, right? That's
today highlight. Is Wednesday, Ken.
I texted Lauren last night. We were texting. I'm like, what day is tomorrow again?
Yeah.
It's been that kind of week.
It's been. Then we were talking about vampires. It was a lot.
When were we talking about vampires? Oh, yeah, last night. Yeah, energy vampires, people that suck the energy out of you.
And then you said, have you ever seen a real one? And I said, I think I have.
And then that's where the conversation ended, I think. Yeah,
you ghosted me. That's okay.
All right, it was late. Well, we'll see you tomorrow.
It's like 7 o'clock. No.